case, please.
Our next case, circling back, is case number 12,270, Mark and Yvette Lewis, seek a variance from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed dwelling. Section 115.34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Oyster Shell Cove, approximately 224 feet south of Bethany Loop Lane in the Salt Pond subdivision. The 911 address is 205 Oyster Shell Cove, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential Planned Community, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 1751.00.
Okay, this is the first case that was up for tonight. There doesn't seem to be anyone here to represent them, the applicant. Still, I assume no one's walked forward. I heard earlier that this had been on the agenda before, I believe. Is that
so? This was on the agenda for the February 18th meeting that was cancelled.
That was cancelled.
And the applicants were present at that meeting, I believe. I remember speaking to them.
So, were they?
And they have been noticed. I'm looking at Mrs. Support here that they were aware that it had been rescheduled for tonight.
Okay, and no correspondence?
And I haven't received anything, unless Mrs. Support has.
Okay. And so let me ask, is there anyone here that's left in the chambers that is in favor of this application? And I see no hands. So I'll ask, is there anyone here that is in opposition? Please keep your hands up. Are you in opposition, sir?
Pardon?
Are you in opposition?
Sure.
Oh, okay. So everybody's got their hand up. We have
ten
people that are here in opposition and no applicant. So we really don't have much choice except to deny the application.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, the section 115-208G provides that any applicant who fails to appear for a hearing for the board shall be considered to withdraw its application or appeal. Whenever an applicant fails to withdraw an appeal as provided subsection F or fails to appear appear by agent for a hearing before the board, an application or subsequent appeal subsequently similar shall not be reconsidered sooner than 1 year after the previous failure to withdraw or failure to appear. So I just want to make sure the board is aware of that section of code. I know Mr. Williamson on the second meeting. So
I don't think they can hear you back there.
He just stated the ordinance that says if there's no one here, then it can be denied.
And they can't reapply for one year.
Okay. I will call for a motion.
I make a motion that we deny case number 12,270.
For lack of representation.
For lack of representation.
Is there
second that motion, Mr. Chairman?
Okay, and so there's a motion and a second, and all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed, and the motion's carried. We appreciate your patience and apologize for the inconvenience. And you've heard the explanation. So, sir, you have a question. So, if you want to come forward, you have to be sworn in. We don't care to hear about the opposition. But if you have a question, you're welcome to ask.
Okay. The hearing has been closed, Mr.
The hearing's closed.
Voted on it.
So okay.
We really should be swearing.
Okay. Then give us a chance to.
I just want to make a comment.
No.
You have to wait till we're done.
The hearing's been closed. I thought you had a question.
After the hearing, if you'd like, sir.
Okay. That'll work.
Sorry about that.
If you have questions, you can ask either our legal counsel or the staff. All right. I have asked in the past for our agenda to have additional business or what have you on each agenda, and I'd like to see it on the next one.
And I spoke with Ms. Lepore about that. That was a bit of a miscommunication on our part, so
okay.
We'll make sure it's on there for the next one.
Okay.
And we can angle it forward.
All right. That sounds good.
I would like to make a statement. I think next meeting we need to discuss what happens when we subpoena a witness to come before us and they don't show up. I do understand that the county administrator could withhold their building permits in the future until the matter has been addressed. So but I think we need to discuss it, and I think we need to understand what the consequences are for these people that just totally ignore us.
So at the next meeting, if the board intends to have a specific discussion on this point, we would actually add it as an item to the other business.
So we would like to discuss what happens when we subpoena a witness and they do not appear. What can be done? What are the consequences?
One of the options, we'd probably state board discussion regarding subpoena powers.
That sounds good.
Right?
Yep, we'll add that to the agenda at the next meeting. We've looked at the agenda, I think we could fit that in.
Very good. Anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Chairman.
All right, is there a second? Is everyone want to stay? Oh, okay. All those in favor signify by staying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Have a good night.